Okay, let's begin. This is this daf today starts really basically a new perek. Just to finish off the last perek, there's a little couple things to say. So he say v'ha mi boy le ravina. His mino le besa kisa mao yesh zimun o ein zimun. So one designates a structure as a bathroom. Is there something called zimun or not zimun? That's a major sugya in Shas, which I'm not going to have time to spend on today because I have a few other plans today. That's the sugya of hazmana milsa or hazmana lav milsa. When you designate something for a certain specific task, does it take on the halachic statuses of that of that place? For example, if here you wanted that place to be a bathroom, you haven't used it yet as a bathroom, so maybe it should still have a neutral status, and therefore you could daven in there. You haven't used it yet, new supplies, new materials, you haven't done anything yet. Is there zimun for such a thing as lak? He called me boy, lay Ravina. Ravina raised the dilemma. It was whether someone lameka malel et sluya begavi, whether the person could stand and pray inside it. Aval kenegdolo, but he never had a dilemma whether you could pray facing it. Amarava honi bati knesias de parsai. These are the bati kisayin de parsai. These are the Persian bathrooms that even though they contain afogav de ispu tsoa, even though they have tsoa in them, they're as though they are sealed. These Persian bathrooms it was a little like a hole in the ground, and that's how they would go to the restroom, which means, again, like we spoke about a little bit yesterday, they have a much different status than the types of restrooms that we have nowadays. Okay, so you have the new perek, and you have perek tefilas hashachar. So let's do the Mishnah, and then I'm going to share with you a shiur that I had heard from Rav Mordechai Willig on this subject years and years ago. It's such a good shiur because it's one of those approaches that you just sort of explain every machlokas on this topic. So here's the topic. Tefilas hashachar ad chatzos. The tefillah of shachar is until the morning. Rabbi Yehuda says ad arba shaos. You have 4 hours. Tefilas hamincha goes until erev, until night. Rabbi Yehuda says ad plag hamincha, until the plag, until the afternoon plag itself. We're going to explain all this. Tefilas ha'erev ein lo keva. The marev has no set time, and musaf is the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda says musaf is 7 hours. Okay, and the Gemara then discusses different options. You know, if you made a mistake and you forgot to daven mincha, can you daven twice? Entertaining for the first time the concept of tefilos tashlumen. Okay, the Gemara also points out near the end of the Amud, Amar Tzchav Yochanan, Nachmai Skinam, Shabitel B'mezin, that if you canceled that minyan on purpose, you Dafka didn't want to daven shakras, you don't have the ability to make it up to do tashlumen. Then you have the sugya on make it up on the next minyan. You double up. Yeah. You make it up twice by mincha. You put it twice by mincha. You do it on purpose. If you do it on purpose, you can't pick it up as a tashlumen. But if you miss chakras, you do two minchas. The first one being the real one. The second one being the ancillary one. That okay. So then we have on 26b that mavdil when you do avdullah, if you miss the mariv of Matzei Shabbos, so now you're going to use the chakras to be your doubling up. Which one do you put the Havdalah in? That prayer of Konitano. Yeah, do you put the Havdalah in the first one or do you put it in the second one? There's also classic Brisker Torah on that as well. We have the famous lines. Itmar, Rav Yossi, Rav Chinamar. Tfilas Avos Tiknum. The Avos instituted Tfilah. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi says Tfilas Keneged Tamidim Tiknum. Tefillah was established keneged the tamidim, parallel to the different korbanos. The tamid shel aboker, every day had a korban tamid it started with, that's shachris. Tamid shel bar ben arbayim was the afternoon. Then you have the burning of the fats and the limbs, that's mariv. So why was davening instituted? Parallel to the avos, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? Or was it instituted parallel to these korbanos and kachim?
Yeah, the Gemara's also mentioning that.
Kubetzes discusses the relationship between what the avos did and this korbanos. And the Shita Mikubetzes says the following. Perish vaday avos tiknam. It's definitely the avos instituted it. Aval mipnei takanasam. But because of their takana, we wouldn't make you chayev to say it. It would just say that's what they did. Came the rabbanon and they linked it in with the korbanos so that it should be a chova as well. So meaning the avos were there to set the precedent, but didn't make an obligation. But once we had the obligation of the korbanos and the hekter chalam, that's when this became, they attached it onto that. And that's a possibility as well. That's the shita mekubetzes. Now, We talks about Mariv, who instituted each one. Avram, where it gets that from. Vyashkim Avram Boker, Mincha, Vayetze Yitzchak, Lasuach Pasada. And Yaakov instituted Mariv. It says, Vayivka Vamokom, Vayilan Sham. He slept in the place and he shluffed there. Why do we say Musaf Kolayom? Because the Korban of Musaf is Kariv, is actually literally because it's Kariv Kolayom. It's offered the entire day. Korban Musaf is Kolayom. Rabbi Huda says you have 7 hours because the Korban Musaf goes until 7 hours. What's Mincha Gedola? From 6.5. What's Mincha Ketana? From 9.5 hours. So when people say you daven Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana, right? You have each one. Okay, so you have that. And then, fine. That's perfect for what you need as the background for today's shir. So now that you have that that background, so I want to share with you my notes and also where Willie brings a little bit here in the Am Mordechai. So you have this machlokus in the Mishnah Tfilas Hashachar Ad Chatzos. Rabbi Huda says until 4 hours. Mincha until the night. Rabbi Huda says Plaga Mincha. Tfilas Arav Ein Lokeva. Musaf the whole day. Rabbi Huda says 7 hours. The Gemara points out that Tfilas is Keneged Tamidim. Rabbi Huda and Chachamim argue about the time of the Korban Tam in Shal Shachar and the Ben Arbayim and the Musaf. The problem is Tzarech Iyan Katan. Okay. Shalom Atzinu B'Seder Kachim. We don't have any machlokas like this in all of Kachim. Meaning, if they're basing their machlokas around the machlokas as to when the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought, or this was brought, how come when it comes to all the Gemaras we learned in Seder Kachim, we never find the machlokas as to when these things were brought? It's quite clear, actually. So what machlokas is this referring to? What's this talking about over here? It's a great question. So he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. It's this Aruch HaShulchan that the whole Mahalach is based off of. It's unbelievable. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes about Mincha that there's no machlokas if you look up in Hilchas Korbanos. You won't find it. Go look in those sugyas, you're not going to find the machlokas there. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman of Tefillah is Tolei V'Zman Shehikrivu L'maisa. The time of Tefillah is contingent on the time that they actually literally brought it. But according to the Rabbanan, it's totally according to the time that it was kosher al-pidin, that it was still kosher. L'chadchila, yes, you're supposed to do it in that time, l'maisa. Meaning, what's really the machlokas here? The machlokas is not about what time they practically did it, but whether or not we follow the time they practically brought the korban, or whether we follow what potentially could be the time. You know, that's the machlokas. Do you follow the time they practically did it, or do you follow the time they could potentially do it?
So they were told, bring it in at 6:30 in the morning.
There's the first thing they did. Every morning they brought it the first thing. That's when they did it. The question is, when we instituted these parallels, did we match what they actually did? Or did we match what would have been kosher? If everyone would have overslept in the world, you still had time to bring it. So do we follow what literally happened? Or do we follow what was kosher al pi din? Okay, so that's a great, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's hold on to that and show how that threads through all of this. So he quotes the Rambam, really quotes the Rambam Hilchas Tefillah Chavez Dalet, says, Lefi Shehaya Tamid Karev Acholayom, because the Korban Tamid could be brought the entire day. Betisha Sha'osu Mechza, right? Tiknu Zmanu Metisha Osu Mechza. Therefore, they instituted that it should be brought from 9.5 hours, which is called Mincha Ketana, meaning he's talking about the night. Lefi Sheba Erev Pesach, that falls Erev Shabbos, they would already Shech the Tamid 6.5 hours. So therefore, one who davens after 6.5 hours is already yotze. Umishigia zman ze zman chiyuva. That's called mincha gedola. Zman ketana, mincha ketana is the 9.5 hours, and therefore you could daven until sunset. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Rambam is exactly this point, that the zman lechadchila is between mincha ketana leplaga mincha. That's when they brought the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim. Bidiyeved, it's also kosher from mincha gedola until shkia. And therefore, it's also kosher al pi din. So the same machlokas as to when to do mincha is totally on what they did lamaisa, or totally on what was kosher possibly.
But if you take the tamid at mincha ketana, right?
Yeah.
Mincha ketana?
Yeah, the zman lechadchila is between mincha ketana and plaga.
The first one.
Plaga mincha from mincha ketana. But if you brought it before, it's no good.
From, right. So you brought it between there. So, but it wouldn't have a chance to burn. In other words, the reason why we allow the tamid to burn the whole night because they had so many korbanos, they like giving us that, what was it, 2.5 hours before.
It depends on how many hours in that day, but
okay,
more or less, yeah, exactly.
So,
that would
so
be good.
They brought in a minchik.
Okay, so says Rabbi Willig, The problem is that the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam holds, it's mutter to daven lechachila until sunset. So why is it mutter lechachila to daven until sunset? If that was not the ideal time when they brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, why should that be lechachila, according to the Rambam, to go all the way until sunset? So here, Rabbi Lux is something beautiful. He says, we learn on 29b, we're going to learn that the mitzvah to daven is with the rays of the sun. Why? So that the day should begin in tefillah, in the morning, in chakras. You daven besikin, with the rays of the sun. And then you finish your davening. Ukedei l'kayem hider zeh, it's mutter to daven after tefillas mincha, meaning to get that rays of the sun thing, you could daven even l'cherchila mincha late, so you get the rays of the sun the other way. So what does that mean? So the Rambam is saying that as far as the idea of getting this korban thing, yes, these were the time frames we patterned it after. But there were also other side ideas that we're trying to gather that made us then move the time a little bit. For example, this idea of doing it im dimdume hachama, right, doing it with the rays of the sun, pushed it later, pushed it earlier in the morning. The idea of hitting Zrizin Makdim and LaMitzvah, doing it super early, right? He's going to explain that in a second. He says, so the Mitzvah, Im Nasa, yeah, like this. He says, Pischei Tshuva Kotz, Ikris Man Tfilas Mincha Besof Hayom, right? Im Nasa Onen Lefeken Potter Mitashlumen, Zman Shachas. He says, the Avik Mar Agmar, so even though we say davening is parallel Kenegeda Tamidim, still there's an adifus, there's a preference to daven im dimdume achama, and therefore that's why you're able to choose. Meaning like this, the Gemara is going to paskin on, this is such great lumdus. The Gemara is going to paskin on 27a, that the Ovid Kamar Ovid u the Ovid Kamar Ovid. You have the option of picking which is the Zman we feel is the right Zman for Mincha. Where do you have such a thing where you get to pick which halacha you want to follow? Halacha doesn't give you the option to choose which way you want to follow. What a strange thing. What Willig is saying is because there's competing options here. The option of doing exactly the way the Korban Tamid was brought would have you cover it in the Mincha Gedola slot. The option of hitting the notion of Dimdume Achama would have you follow the Mincha Ketana Pshat. And therefore, that's why you have this Avid Kamar, Avid Kamar. You can take your choice which way you want to go because you're getting different competing values.
Yeah, but sometimes you might want to do it one time.
Let's continue. There's more to go in this Mahalach. So that covers that. Now let's move on to toast to Musaf. Okay? Now let's talk about the Zman of Musaf. Lefize Yeshlomar Shagama Machlokis by Musaf. The Machlokis by Musaf is the same Machlokis. Why? It's that when it's kosher, it's meaning one opinion held that it was kosher. Let's read it again. The musaf was kosher kolayom. Here we said, shal musafim kolayom, that's chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said you have 7 hours. What's that machlokus about? We don't find the machlokus in the korban musaf, in the gemaras and kachim. So what's that machlokus all about? So he says that tzarech demishva musaf b'shazet, maybe you should daven dafka b'shazet. That was dafka the time when they brought the korban musaf. 7 hours in when they brought it. No, maybe since the Zman is Kolayom, Zriza Makdim and Lamitzah is better. Meaning, yes, they made it parallel to Musaf. And the Musaf was offered 7 hours in. But we in Davening have a competing value called Zriza Makdim and Lamitzah. So as long as you're in the time frame of when the Korban Musaf hypothetically could be brought, then you ought to go and match up with Zriza Makdim and Lamitzah.
Brought 5-10 minutes before Mincha?
What?
You could bring in the Musaf.
Kol Hayom. It sounds like the Musaf could even go later.
You could do it anytime.
Yeah. But the point is, when did they? He's saying this is the same Machlokas. Do you look at when they actually did bring the Musaf, or do you look at what is the kosher time? Now, once you say that, but it's even more specific the way he's interpreting here. It's beautiful. He's saying that, let's say you follow Lechadchila to hit the time, the Musaf, when they did it. So then why do we have an insistence of doing it earlier? We always do the Musaf much earlier. The reason we do the Musaf much earlier is because we have another value called Zrizu Makdim and Lamitzvahs. And that's what's all the Machlokas that's happening over here. These are not a Machlokas in Kachim. Everyone, if you turn to the Kachim Masechtas, they all agree what's going on over here.
It makes so different.
Yes.
Both opinions, you're kosher, no matter...
You're kosher, but the question is, why these different Shitas... Why the different Shitas follow? Yeshua Kevin, Shizmano Kol Yom, Zrizu Makdim and Lamitzvah Adif. Lefize, Yeshua Kevin, Af Mincha, B'mincha, Lispal Mincha, Gdola Chachila, Mishtabur, L'Vir Yashratur, it was usually brought earlier. So, but we made a low plug by Musafin. But a mincha, which was brought later the year, besides Erev Pesach. Fine. So you have that same exact machlokus explained over there. That's Rabbi Yehuda again, l'shitaso. Chachamim held whatever zman was possible. So why not ideally do it in the seventh hour? And again, we said there's side consideration of musaf, of his reason makdim l'mitzvos. Now we'll go to the marav machlokus. What was the machlokus marav? Tfilas ha'erev ein lo keva. Tfilas ha'erev doesn't have a set time. That's all we said in the Gemara. Doesn't have a set time. Okay? That's what the Gemara said. So, Rawila continues and says, now, it says Tfilas ha'erev ein lo keva. Why? Because the Gemara explains in 27b that Tfilas arvis is reshus. It's optional. Tfilas arvis is reshus. So, Perish Rabbeinu Yonah v'hagro. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in the Gro. That's why they use that lushan. But be'ikar meduber bedin zman tefila kishar dinei hamishna. It is matching up with all the other dinei tefila. So my kamash balam bedin zmana. Why did they? Meaning, if we're talking about zmanim, why do we tell us that Mariv doesn't have a keva? What does that mean? What's it telling us about zmanim? So the Yeshlo Markevan Sha'arvis was established parallel to the Geneged, the Evarim and the Pedarim of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Since it was established parallel to the burning of the Pedarim, the innards and all that, the Zman should give us, Matkib is Mincha, technically speaking, it should begin already at Mincha. That should begin at Mincha then. But that's not true, because the reason we don't do that, explains the Pnei Yeshua, because Chazal instituted separate times for the three tefillahs. They didn't want to have two overlap. You understand? So technically speaking, the Mariv, if we're really literally following this Korban analogy, right, that we should have allowed, that we should have...
Don't bring them by Mariv. There's no Korban by Mariv.
No, but the burning, it's parallel off the burning.
Burning is
so if we're paralleling these ideas in Kachim, right, if we're paralleling these ideas in Kachim, then it should have, I told you to start, but the Vilna Gaon, the Pnei Yeshua says, we don't want them to overlap with each other, so we moved up the Mariv. Again, the same idea. You see that we wanted to pick the times that were kosher for something, and then look at what the other side issues may be. V'hinei besov zman mincha, so then the Gemara argues, when's the end of mincha? Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Now, if Mariv was a chova, then they would have had to establish it to begin only at evening, because that's its zman according to the Rabbanan. But since it's optional, they were makel to allow you to daven after the plug because it has no keva bifnei atzmo. And therefore, the zman of mincha over la Rabbi Yehuda uda avid kavase avid. Meaning, that's a beautiful husband. Why did the Mishnah have to say that Mariv ain't lo keva? What kind of lushan is that? Mariv ain't lo. What's it trying to tell you? Oh, so the explanation is because it's not a rish, it's a rishus, it's optional. What does optionality have to do with the zman? What? That's what he's asking. What is the optionality? So explains Rav Willig based on the Pnei Yeshua beautifully. Because the optionality is telling you like this. If it is not optional, it's mandatory based on Korbanos. Well, the time for Mincha is the time for Mincha. And therefore, I can't touch the Mariv until literally evening begins. But once we say that when does Mariv begin? Mariv begins, right? But Mariv begins that Sof Zman Mincha, right? That's when Mariv begins. The way the Gemara phrases it, after Mincha's over, that you don't have to wait for purely night. Mincha right after, yeah, let's say you take, you daven Mincha before the plug, and then after the plug, you can technically daven Mariv. We try not to do both in the same set because of the contradiction in terms. So you do one before the plug, one after the plug, and you sort of, or one before the Shkia, one after the Shkia, yeah. And we sort of straddle like that. But you don't have to wait for pure night. So that's why it's saying, the reason you could do that, the reason you can either wait for pure night or not wait for pure night, is because it's optional. Because it's optional, the need to make sure that it sticks to a certain, astronomical calculation is because it's optional, and therefore you can do either way. That's exactly the connection. It's amazing. I want to finish the malach. So now, that's beautiful. So that's that's what he says about the time of Arvis. Now. Lefize, fine, we do that near here. Shachar, Sachar, Dal Shach. Now let's go to Shachar. Rambam says, Shachar, Tfilas Shachar, Mitzvos, Shizkala, Litzbalo, Ima Netzachama. The morning davening, you should daven with Netz. And the Zman is until the end of the fourth hour, which is a third of the day. And if you went that and you made a mistake, you can go until Chatzos and you are Yotze. Let's call it 12 o'clock on an even day, right? But you're not Yotze the Chiv of Tfila Bizmana. Because just as there is Tfila Mitzvah in a Torah, so too there's a Mitzvah in the Rabbanan to daven in its Zman as the rabbis instituted. Meaning from that Lashon, it's Mashma, that there's no Chiv to daven between the fourth hour and Chatzos. So it sounds like there's no chiyuv damid for chayiv. And if you remember that, no chiyuv. He says a further diyuk you can make from the lashon of Rambam that tefillah between the fourth hour and chatzos does not have a din of shachris as the chachamim instituted. But rather what you do is you hit the deraisa issue of davening once per day. You got to daven once per day in deraisa. So what it sounds like, davening in that time frame is not going to hit the rabbinic institution of shachris, but it is going to hit the institution of davening once today, once per day. Lefize muchach.
If you daven shachris, if you got daven shachris in the morning, you daven shachris at night.
Now, lefize muchach, the leinyan chiyuv zelit bala b'chol ayom matchil b'boker v'lo be'er. According to this chiyuv to daven each and every day begins in the morning and not at night. Team lokein halakfar yotzei chiyuv midaraisa. Because if not, you'd always say you're always yotzei already midaraisa. Meaning, what you see something more amazing here is the fact that from the Rambam he says you're not yotzei from this chiyuv of shachris. So what are you yotzei? Sounds like yotzei chiyuv of tefillah. What comes out also from the Rambam, something interesting Rabbi Lee points out, is that you see that chiyuv of davening once per day begins actually in the morning, not at night. Because then the Rambam says, then you're actually doing nothing. By doing shachris after 4 hours until half, then according to the Rambam, you'll be doing nothing. Because you already got the chiyuv of marv once per day at night. The chiyuv of davening once per day got at night. So Rabbi Lee says, number one, what you see from here is the whole shachris is the beginning. The beginning of being yotzei, the chiyuv of davening once per day, begins during the day. Yeah, shachris. Now, now the question of this, are you really yotzei, this chiv of shachris, in that tefillah, by doing between the fourth and midday? Meaning, it could be that you're not yotzei and you would need to daven mincha twice, tashlumen. So, what's better here? Daven between fourth hour and midday? Or to then wait now for the tashlumen at mincha? The Rambam writes, Ketzat tav lo yispal shachris v'avar chatzi ayom yispal shtayim. L'chor mevor demispal ben dal l'chatzi, ein mispal. It sounds like from him that you do not do... If you want to daven shachris after 4 hours, but before chatzos, you don't need to do the two minchas, right? Yesh lomar da'avar chatzi yom kai yispal minchtayim. V'lo yispal shachris. V'rayil is at the mincha, k'lo yispal ad shachacha marv. Okay, fine. Brings a riot to that. Let's continue. Meaning the question is like this. What is the status of that shachris? Lefize im ikrizman shachris adalet shaos, achar kach havi tashlumen, okim tefillin deraisa. Meaning when you daven between fourth and chatzos, what is that? Is that a ikker kiyum tefila midaraisa, or is that a sort of pseudo tashlumen, a makeup? So tashlumar, and therefore, what would be the difference? The difference would be is if you missed marv the night before. If you missed marv the night before, can you do your tashlumen marv in that time frame of the four to chatzos? That's the question.
After four chatzos.
After four, before chatzos. V'chein perish ha-mishnah bura,
latosis.
Meaning, I know I got to do two chakrases to make up for the marv. But maybe that only works in the real chakras, which is early in the morning until 4 hours. Yeah. But what about this funny time frame of four until chatzos? Can I use that for my backup of the marv? No, it's not. Maybe it's not chakras anymore. Maybe that thing you do between four and chatzos is fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa of davening each day. It's a great shaila. So that's what Mr. Brewer explains. The Tosfos, you have to say the ikras. According to Tosfos, you can. You can use that as your tishlumen. Why? Because, so Rabbi Lig is explaining that according to Tosfos, that is a zman of shachris, lechadchila. That's such a great hezber. I don't think you caught that. That is a zman of shachris, lechadchila. The Tosfos are the ikras zman of adchatzot, modu rabbi yudu b'diavid, ikamal grabona b'diavid, meaning b'diavid, that's a time of, not b'diavid, that's a time of shachris. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you cannot say the birkas of Kriya Shema after four shows. Mr. Brewer brings opinions that argue. Lechora, that's taloi on the same machlokas, is the ikras zman until chatzos? Then you should say Berchas Kriya Shema. But if there's Mitzvah Shachris 4 hours, and afterwards is like a Tashlumen phase, you can't say the Berchas Kriya Shema after 4 hours. V'chein nami b'zeh ba'onen achar dasam tu'ed onen after 4 hours, and everything like that. So that's his mahalach. There's a further machlokas about that time of 12 to 12:30, because that was past the time of Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. At that point you could no longer bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. At that point you could not yet bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. You couldn't bring the afternoon korban. But it's already past chatzos, the midday. You've lost chakras. Is done. So are you in another region, or are you still yotzei b'di'evit? Are you still yotzei b'di'evit if you did mincha early? You know where this comes up? The people who are impatient on Simchas Torah day, they want to get out. They make a breakaway minyan right before, right after chatzos, right before chatzos, whatever it is. They make a mincha then. So in it does klal avar creates a akum redoshin palifnei plaga minchav zeu tavakav sibor. Okay, we'll stop there for today.